You're invited to be a part of the most extraordinary event of 2020, a new kind of conference made especially for such a time as this. Forbidden Knowledge NewsCon, May 28th through 31st, online with 14 speakers, a cutting-edge presentation. Click the link below or visit fkncon.forbiddenknowledge.news for your discounted tickets at $69.99. Forbidden Knowledge NewsCon 2020.
Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Tonight, I want to welcome back to the show, Marshall Masters. He is a former CNN Science Features news producer, freelance writer, television analyst, and the publisher of YOWUSA.com. Since 1999, he has been researching Earth changes, Planet X, sustainable survival communities, catastrophic crop circles, impact events, and future technologies. Marshall, welcome back, and how are you doing tonight?
Good to be back, Chris. Doing just fine. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm doing as good as I can amongst all the madness going on. I'm glad you're here, because it's been a while since I've explored Planet X. It was one of those topics that really got me started down my path. When I first started researching this, I was convinced Planet X was coming within my lifetime, and it was the definite cause of the major Earth changes that are occurring right now. As time went on, I stopped focusing and researching on Planet X for many reasons, such as the hundreds of doomsday predictions and date settings, and many of the researchers that I kind of used to follow aren't even putting out information anymore. Now, I'm not saying that I don't believe in Planet X. I just put it to the back of my mind and kind of just stopped focusing on it. But now with the approach of Comet Atlas and evidence that we're heading into a debris field, such as the recent actual meteor impacts that we've been seeing, increased fireball sightings, I thought it would be a great time to discuss possible threats from space. But right now, the world is under lockdown. We know the official narrative of pandemic, but there's some strange things surrounding it as well. We're seeing CEOs resigning in record numbers, along with large portions of them going underground, some of the military going underground. So, Marshall, my first question for you tonight. Could this response by world governments be because of a threat from space and using the virus as a cover story? This is one of the theories I've heard many times. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay. Before I answer that, I want to go to the point you made initially where you lost interest and moved on. I saw it with my own eyes. So, you know, frankly, I just don't care about the Who Shot John anymore. This is, for me, I'm working on my book, Win-Win Survival Communities. Here we go. This is my book. I just brought it out. Okay. Whoops. There we go. Camera's freaking out. That's my book. All right. Now, I decided to write that after I saw it with my own eyes, September 9th, 2018. Okay, Warden, Washington. And the thing that people don't understand is that the whole topic of Planet X changed irrevocably and in a very negative way as a result of the Pastor Hadgi Blood Moon Triad, which was supposed to happen in 2017, prophetic harbinger date. It was a non-event, but I have an article on my site, Christians Own Planet X. They bought it that month. In 1 month, in September, more people researched the topic of Planet X than in the previous 10 years. Okay? And what that did was the deep state totally freaked, because it was a single demographic, Christians. And what they saw is that Planet X as a topic galvanizes Christians very quickly across sect lines. It doesn't matter. All right. Once that happened, after the Blood Moon Triad theory, and it was a non-event for them, the globalists went batshit crazy. And that's when the heavy suppression, the draining, the everything, and I mean what they have been doing, and particularly recently, people don't understand how deep the damage goes, because, yeah, they demonetize your channel, they do other little stunts, but you have to understand they can destroy your business and your life very easily, because they have access to the data centers on the inside trusted networks through the NSA sniffers. And so, because they're sniffers, they put the sniffers in there, and while the Patriots control them, the sniffers have got back doors, and the back doors have got back doors, and those back doors have got back doors. You know how it goes. So what do? They come in, they get into the administrative tools, and they go and profile your account, and then they go, if we modify this one or two user settings that you could modify on your own, then we will set and process a cavalcade of failure. And then next thing you know, your distribution accounts are shut down, your emails are going to France, all kinds of nonsense. And if you call for help, they say, well, you know, you're the one who did this. It's a user setting. Okay. So this is how they do it. There has been brutal, absolutely brutal. And it's for me, it's like nothing. I've been doing this for going on 20 years. And since 2017, it's war. That's it. They're just warring on us. So that's the reason why you're not, you know, you're seeing it. There's a lot of information. Anybody that's doing credible research is getting crucified. And the ones that are putting up, you know, fear bait and click porn and all that stuff, they're making it hands over fist.
And I agree. That's another huge problem is the ones that are making those fear porn videos that have no idea about Planet X, but they just want the clicks.
They want the click. And these are the people that the one thing they do that just gores my ox, because I try and help people with the best science I can give them. But when they go here, they blow it out their ass and then they say, hey, what do you think? Tell me. And they're just then using, you know, stupidity for another click. And they're rewarded for it. They're the ones getting traffic. Okay. So the people that used to fall that are falling off by the wayside, that's not their choice. But when your livelihood's destroyed, when something, you know, you built your channel or you're publishing, whatever you're doing, if they're diminishing you, they're crucifying you, they are hitting you 10,000 ways to Sunday. All right? And it's not a pretty thing. Now, why is it this way? And let me go to the question then that was at the end of your series of questions. What's really happening right now is the biggest game of musical chairs in the history of the planet. Whoever's left standing when the music stops gets to sleep with the dinosaurs. And right now, the ones that are dancing around are the Patriots, the Brexit, the Nationalists, the Alliance, the freedom movements in general, okay? And the elites. That's where it's at. So what happens if who wins, who loses? So far, you know, the elites have been winning. And I saw that in 2005. That's when I first came to it and understood that the role of the elites is to reduce the population by 95%. Remember Georgia Guidestones. Keep it under a half a billion. Doesn't tell us how we get there. All right. So I see all of this. People are being kept in the dark. So I find, and then they're being misled by a lot of fear porn, a lot of wild speculation. And it whips them up. And there's some of it that's organic and, you know, it's just people. It's, you know, I call them newbie gloomers. You know, all of a sudden, oh my God, we're going to die. Oh, the sky is falling. Oh, you know, I'm not really. Bottom line is, it's about you. How you spend your time, what you're going to look at. And if all you can find is disinformation in a topic, then you do what you've done. You set it aside and go. So that has been something, and that is exactly, Chris, what the whole campaign is about, is for guys like you to go, well, I'm going to move on to another topic where I don't have so much happy bullshit. Okay?
Right.
And that's the way it goes. So for me, yeah, I've seen it. I see the pictures. The reports are coming in. The data is consistent. But you know what? Like I keep saying, Planet X is like UFOs. You're not going to believe it until an alien is eating your face off. That's it.
Well, thank you for addressing that. It was very well stated, and I completely get it. You know, I understand how these powers that be can demonize certain groups and just make them seem irrelevant. It's happening to, you know, almost all of us in this conspiratorial field right now. But let's start with something that everyone does know about, something that is in the mainstream news. Comet Atlas. I'd like to get your assessment of any threat levels of this. I know it recently broke up into like five pieces, and they're still giving these estimates of however many millions of miles it's going to pass. So what are your thoughts on Comet Atlas, and is this something that we should be worried about?
I'm concerned about it because a major chunk is going to pass within a few hundred miles of the sun. Yeah, it reminds, remember Star Trek IV, The Journey Home, where they go to save the whales?
And they vaguely do, yes.
Yeah, and they have to go back in time, and they have to whip around the sun. You know, they use the sun's gravity well, and they whip around the sun, and it's real toasty in there. And it reminds me of this, a few hundred miles away from the sun, that's in astronomical terms, that's as good as a dead hit.
I think it's like something like 200 something miles that it's going to be from the sun, or ridiculously close.
Yeah, and so how this is all going to play out right now, I don't know how they can track it and talk. You got debris. What you got is a debris field. And most anything can disrupt that debris field at this point. So it isn't until it is clearly out of harm's way. Atlas is a problem. I think we have to be concerned about Atlas. You don't know. I mean, it's coming through the system. It's like you break, you know, when you're playing pool and you break the rack. Right? Boom! Balls going everywhere. We could have something like that. So this is, and most likely, if it's an Atlas event, we're not going to get any warning.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen that we've had, of course, increased fireballs in general, but lately they had a supposed huge impact in Africa, a couple of other fireballs that actually made impact in the ground, and I'm getting sightings and videos every day of fireballs coming through. Is this connected to the Atlas debris field, or is this the Planet X debris field in general?
Who knows? I can tell you that there's the debris field is really more about propaganda. I reported on that particular story in one of my previous articles, and I nailed them. They lied out their butts. They said that the government came out and said it was an ammunition truck that accidentally exploded. And I looked at the damage. I'm looking at everything. I'm going, nah, this doesn't look good to me. I'm not connecting the dots here. So I got a hold of someone who's works in explosives with the military. And I said, here, watch this report and tell me what you think. And he came back and said, hey, where's the paint blisters? He said, if a truck blew up, he said, if a truck with that much munitions blew up, he said there would be pieces of it scattered everywhere. And they were saying in the story that the truck was buried at the bottom of the hole and couldn't be brought up. All right. So there's all kinds of lies and cover-ups, but all of the things are happening. The impacts are happening. The awakening is happening. More people are starting to, you know, things are forcing them to look around. And you know, it's always convenient to have one thing, okay? Always convenient for one thing, one problem, one challenge, one enemy. And that's not real life. Real life, when it rains, it pours, okay? So if the Patriots are going to win, Trump and the Patriots are going to win, all right, that's good news. We're going to have a chance to fight for ourselves and stay free and raise children. And if the globalists win, they prevail in this battle of good versus evil. It is an apocalypse. And if they prevail, we will be a slave species for countless generations to come. And that's it.
Yeah, we can see this happening. I've talked about this on multiple shows that so many people are waking up right now. It's amazing to see. It's amazing to see the pushback on some of the social media where, you know, we have Bill Gates pushing vaccines and people are just waking up and bashing his ads and all these celebrities trying to support this, you know, this lockdown and everything. People are just waking up to it. And it's an amazing thing to see. Now, since you haven't been on in a while and I have not covered Planet X in a long time, I'd like you to give everyone just a brief synopsis of what Planet X is, because there has been some confusion. Some people think it's a rogue planet, a mini solar system. So just give us a breakdown of exactly what Planet X is and what we will be facing.
Okay, now first what I would want to say to everybody is if you go to my website, youwusa.com, and you go up into videos, what you want is Planet X 101, who, what, where, why, when, and how. In 1 hour, you're going to know the entire history. And I am going to tell you, I was state for publishing that video. They came close to put me out of business for that. And I've kept it up because it's a no bullshit, hard facts. You can vet everything that's in there. It'll tell you exactly step by step the search for Planet X, which, by the way, occurred after the discovery of Uranus. Uranus was the first object discovered with a telescope. And it was observed, and they found a perturbation, a zigzag in the orbit, which had to be caused by something larger. When they calculated the perturber using the observations that they had of Uranus, the mathematicians sent a coordinate and a time to an observatory in Germany, and literally they just took the scope, put it right on it, and boom, right there. And Neptune was discovered with mathematics. All right? Neptune was the very first planet X. Planet X simply is a term that says you know a planet exists by virtue of the way it interacts with known bodies. Okay? So, it's, you know, it's a pretty simple thing. Known bodies. Everybody has all of the unknowns. They say, oh, we can't see it, so it doesn't exist. Bullshit. The failure to observe an object proves only one thing. You have failed to observe the object. That's it. That's all it proves. Okay? And so the search was on, and it was actually the astronomer, all right, and the Lowell Observatory. And Lowell was the one who inherited Planet X, and he was the one that coined the term Planet X. Prior to that, it was called Neptune's Perturber. And then other astronomers. In 1940, Carlos Muñoz Ferrada, all right, Argentinian astronomer, brilliant man. He was the first one to announce that Planet X was actually a what they called a black sun at the time, which now is the term is brown dwarf. But they called it a black star with a large rocky planet several times the size of Earth. And he put it in a 3,600-year orbit, like Zachariah Sitchin. And so astronomers have been tracking it. You know, they say it's an internet hoax. That's the hoax. And by the way, every time you hear the term conspiracy theory, do you know the term conspiracy theorist was invented by the CIA as a mind game to discredit honest whistleblowers?
After the assassination of JFK, yes.
That's right. They invented the term conspiracy theories. So the conspiracy people created the mockery, but it's always the way it goes. Evil always reflects itself onto everyone else. So what we have now is a mini constellation. There's a sun at the center of it, which is a twin to our star, our binary star, and it's called Nemesis. And around Nemesis is a small constellation of planets and moons. And we are currently observing the major planets. And the picture I have up on my series, PC Corona Virus Planet X Connection, and if you go to the very first one, there is the analysis of the image.
Now, you're talking about the outermost planets of this mini solar system are most observable right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's... why don't I just go and I'll get the image and I'll share my screen?
Sure, of course.
And I got to go back a little bit. Okay.
So essentially, we're looking at a brown dwarf with several surrounding large planets, correct?
Yeah. Now, I'm going to share my screen with you guys. Hold on a second here. Okay, share screen. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. Share screen. This is the picture I put up on my website.
All right, we got it.
This is at altitude, civilian passenger jet. These three objects are real natural objects. And this is real unnatural chemtrailing. Okay? I saw this picture and I went, okay, we better go take a look at it. All right. So let's do an analysis. All right. Let me bring it up here. Here's the analysis. You should be seeing it pretty quick. Do you see it?
Yes, I can see the analysis.
Okay. Now, I use a gamma method. With digital imagery, it works. It doesn't do with film. But on digital images, it's beautiful. It's like a master volume. Turns everything up, turns everything down. But the point of it is when you turn everything down, you reduce the amount of light. And natural objects will continue to be bright. But unnatural things like lens flares, lens aberrations, things like that, they can't stand up. They're reflected. They're not natural objects. And so they don't generate the light. So you look here. Here's gamma 1, then gamma 75, gamma 50, gamma 25, then gamma 20, gamma 0.15, gamma 0.10, and here it is, gamma 0.01. And you can still clearly see the two objects above and the one off to the left-hand side. Okay? Only natural objects do that. All right? So I saw this picture. And by the one, the location where you see it, where the sun is directly at the top, the one in the center, that's where I saw it. Except it wasn't that big, and it was a little closer to the sun when I saw it.
Now, the most common question would be, why isn't this visible at all times, and why isn't everyone seeing it?
Because these objects are behind the sun, and the only time you can view them is close to sunrise or close to sunset. If you try and go out at noon, you're not going to see it. All right? And so when you're at altitude, you have the advantage of atmospheric lensing, and that's the reason why these objects become visible, is the atmospheric lensing at that time. So, you know, people go, you know, they run out at noon. I looked, I couldn't see anything. You're full of it. Not really, you know. It's, you got to look at the right time. I mean, if you're a deer hunter, okay. If you're a deer hunter, you're going to know where to set your blind, okay? And you're going to know that you just don't race around the countryside in a pickup truck going, yippee, yippee, all right? You have to go and you have to know when it's going to be there, where to expect it. Yeah, you're hunting for this object. I wasn't hunting for it when I saw it. I was with someone else who noticed it. We saw it together. All right. And she has a very, very strong science background. We were out doing that day. We were actually out studying geology. So it's there. And people aren't talking about it because the suppression is very effective. And it's just as simple as that.
Now, will there be a time where it is inevitable that everyone will see it, that it will move out from behind the sun and there will be no hiding it anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I saw the three objects, okay, you saw three. What is, I have seen one or two for 10 years. First time I ever saw three natural objects in one image that checked out. First time. Okay. But, you know, it's coming. It's a clear sign that it's coming. But I keep get the same questions. Well, when are we going to know? You know? I don't want to believe it. It's terrible. It's whatever. Okay, so. I just, you know, for me, I know what's coming. I'm just going to wait for people to collectively wet their pants, and then we can have a conversation.
Now, for also for those that are new to the topic of Planet X, the reason that, of course, it's so concerning is that the proximity it will pass near Earth will cause major cataclysms. Now, of course, no one knows the extent, but from past cataclysms that were thought to have been caused by this same system, it could be extinction level event for, you know, most of the planet. We're talking earthquakes, mass earthquakes, volcanoes, and these are just some of the things leading up. It could get as bad as a complete pole shift. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I want to go back to something you said, passing close to the Earth. I hear this happy bullshit all the time, and I've heard it for years, from fearmongers who want the AdSense revenue and the clickbait. Let me state for your community, it's not going to hit us, and it's not going to come nowhere near us. It's going to arc over our heads and pass between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter as it goes south. But say hello to my little friends and solar interaction. It's going to leave a mark, and it's going to be a very long and bloody tribulation. It will be decade long. And that's just the way it is. But I see it from these, you know, and the people who are saying it's going to hit us, or they're saying it's going, you know, all of this proximity stuff, they're doing one of two things. They're paid disinformation operatives, or they're as dumb as a sack of hammers. You want to listen to that? Hey, it's a free world.
Now, you know, that being said, with everything that's happening right now, we're having, you know, some states that say we're going to slowly open up. We're actually divided, completely divided as a country right now. They have the camp that wants to open up everything, get things back rolling again, and then those that want to keep us in a lockdown. Do you think that this is just going to be the way it is until we possibly see more effects from this? Do you think that this is linked to Planet X in any way?
Well, the plandemic is directly related to Planet X, because what they're trying to do is dethrone Trump so they can regain power, and they want to destroy new trade alliances that are going to undermine their cash cow. All right? So what they're doing with Nancy Pelosi and her $10,000 ice cream refrigerator, okay, is they want to prolong this for as long as possible. They don't care how many businesses and lives are destroyed. What they want is for everybody to be in isolation, so that it forces mail-in ballots, which they can easily corrupt and win the elections with forgeries. And that's their strategy. That's the whole, this plandemic has multiple things that they want to do with it. One of it is that they want to be able to, and listen, you know, they're saying, oh my gosh, you know, we have to, mail-in voting. And now they're saying, well, we're going to be here through September or October. And of course, they're saying September or October, so they don't create a concern. And in September, they're saying, oh, we've got to be here through the end of the year, and we have to have mail-in ballots so we can lie, steal, and cheat the election. And that's what the whole thing is. The coronavirus. And I really, you know, China has a 4-kill strategy. 1, they invented this thing. 2, they released it. And 3, they covered it up. And 4, when they were covering it up, they went out and bought off the market all of the PPP equipment that they could. And they turned around and have made a cash cow killing on this disease they spread around the world. And what China's done here, when it comes out, if it does come out fully in the wash, hundreds of thousands of people are murdered because of communist thugs in China.
Yeah.
Next time you go into the store and you buy a gadget and it says, you know, made in China, you're out there helping them kill people.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. China's one of the main parts of this elitist regime that is causing all this destruction and death. Now, I want to get back to some of the earth changes that are happening right now. Something that the mainstream news picked up on for maybe a couple of weeks is our magnetic north movement, how it's still rapidly moving, and there's got to eventually be a point where it can't go anymore, and the magnetic north is going to flip. Now, I can imagine with the approach of Planet X that this could add to the inevitability of this flip, right?
Well, what's happening is it's already doing that. All right, our sun is interacting with Nemesis, and as a result, it's more luminous. It's brighter, very small amount, you know, percent maybe two. That's all it takes. And so when you're seeing all the chemtrails spraying, what are they doing? What they're doing is they're trying to reflect photons of light back out into space, which carry radiation. They don't want that extra radiation hitting the Earth, because what's happening and what we have found is that there's a movement of magma that's unnatural now. It's not that there's more magma or less, or it's hotter, colder, relative speaking. It's velocity. Velocity has changed. The magma is moving much faster. And the earthquake data we've been tracking for years now is painting a picture of that very clear. So this is something where they're chemtrailing because they're not trying to save those of us alive today. With chemtrailing. It's chemtrailing is like a rotten onion, peeling a rotten onion. You're just going to cry every time you pull off a layer. What they're doing is they're hedging the future. You see, they want to go into their bunkers knowing everybody on the surface is going to die like sheep. And that when it's all said and done, they come back to the surface, Earth hasn't turned into another Mars or another Venus, but we still have a biosphere. We still have an atmosphere, okay? The planet can heal itself. And so that's what they're doing, is they're chemtrailing now so they inherit a green Earth. And as with everything evil does, it's always, you know, it's a banquet. Yeah, you got the big boar in the middle of the table and then all the garnishes you could ever want around it, okay? So that's the same thing. And that's what's going on right now. Trump and the Patriots have really thrown a wrench into the globalist plans, which are to get 5G rolled out. I am very happy to hear that people are burning the towers.
Right?
I am very happy to hear that. You know, SpaceX just put up this link system and they're putting it up where they can cover the sky with, you know, all these satellites, communication satellites. I think that to me is probably going to prevail, and I think 5G is going to slide by because people are against it. They're burning the towers. Everybody hates and despises it. People won't buy the phones. I mean, this is a bridge too far. 5G is total invasion. It is total invasion. Everything. There's nothing left in your life that's sacred. But what really bothers me is, see, the thing about 4G is you're moving around. Fine, you stop, you watch a video, you play something. 5G redefines your interface with the world. With 5G, you literally have the ability to walk down the street and you could see a virtual reality overlaid on what you're seeing in the street. And things on the street that you don't want to see are going to be taken out. You're not going to see that drug addict laying in the gutter, for example. That'll be sponged out, just like the green screen we have here, okay? You're going to see a world that they want you to see. You're going to be passive. You're going to, and that's it. I mean, when they do enslave all of us, they're going to make it a pleasurable experience instead of a fearful experience. It's easier to control the animals that way.
Yeah, we have so many things that are occurring right now. And it is an amazing thing that we're all waking up to this and realizing it, because now is the time to do it. We have to if to ensure our survival. Right. Now getting back to what we're going to be looking at in the coming years, we've already seen increased earthquakes, volcanoes, weather patterns. I still pay very much attention to the earth changes we're seeing. Now I have to imagine that this is going to continue to increase. It seems to come in cycles. There are certain seasons that it seems these changes kind of ramp up. And then they'll quiet down a little bit. But the next season, it's 10 times stronger. And it seems to keep increasing with these cycles. I imagine this is something we're going to continue to see as this gets closer, right?
Well, yeah, we're starting to get into the region of positive feedback loops where circumstances are self-fueling themselves. All right. And, that's not a good thing. To be frank, life as we know it ended with coronavirus. Things are never going to be the same. People, a lot of businesses have found they could do remote working or cut down. I mean, a lot of businesses are going to have new strategies to deal with this, to cut overhead. Not to be so vulnerable to these things, all right? And we're going to have, within a year, and I think it's within a year, and other researchers I talked to are saying the same thing. So by the end of this year, by the middle or so of next year, that's it. People are going to be standing out on the corner going, "Hey, fellas, you ever seen that? Whoa!" Okay? Let's go see what they see on CNN. And then CNN's going to lie their ass off. They're going to say, "Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be wonderful," because that's what the globalists want to do. You know, I mean, it's like when you're getting the cattle up into the ramp so you can slaughter them, you want them to be real comfortable and think it's a nice joy trip. You know, they're treating us the same way. Okay. And it is going to be when it starts really unfolding. And when are we going to know we're in deep kimchi? All right. You saw the three images. When one of those planets develops a terminator, we're screwed. That's it. Let me repeat that. Everybody can hear it because it's my prediction. When we see a terminator on one of these planets, we're screwed. So what's Terminator? Terminator is the line between light and dark. And so we think about this, you know, the phases of the moon. All right. And what is the phases of the moon? The Terminator is moving across the surface and changing the shape of it. When one of these things starts to look like a crescent moon, that's when we know it's on, the system's coming in on our side, and it's going to be Showtime. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a Terminator. Right now, we don't have a Terminator. Everything's behind the sun, so it's a total lit, sunlit side, and that's it.
Now,
after
we
see a Terminator, it's 10 years of very up and down, not so good, slow motion train wreck. We're going to have periods of quiescence, and then boom. And then it's quiescence and quiet, and then boom. And that's the way it's going to happen. Yeah, punctuated amounts of violence. And people are going to be prepared for that, or they're not. And most are not. Modern civilization, we're very foolish about things. We build to fail, play the odds, and if the odds don't pan out, we crawl in a hole in the ground, eat dead food, and worry about what's going to come next. All right? Anything that's on the surface, it can get slammed. You know, people don't know how to live without electricity. People don't know how to grow food. All right?
Well, you know, I thought that's what we could end on tonight is, look, I know that we're already seeing food shortages. They're ordering the euthanization of millions of cattle and chicken. I mean, the food shortages are coming.
And let me talk to that real quick. Last year, we had a shortfall. And what happened was the market did not price in for this year. If we have a shortfall, they priced in based on we would have another bumper crop this year, which would cancel last year. Well, guess what? We just went from a shortfall to a shortfall. We're screwed.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I know that people's options for preparation right now are extremely limited. The time to prep was last year, or even before that. But that being said, what can people do now as much as they can to prepare for what's coming?
What can they do? Stop watching click porn and fear bait. Stop giving your time and your life to these bullshit artists. You know, there's a lot of good videos on how to make a smokeless fire. All right? How to do this, how to do that. Information you can learn. You know, it's not as much fun as, "Ooh, we're all going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die." Okay? That's fun. People like that. They're porn junkies. You know, fear porn junkies. So what are you going to do? Stop being a fear porn junkie. Start thinking like a survivor. Okay? Start doing some homework. Survival is not about a person, place, time, or thing. Survival is a state of mind. And that's what people don't understand. They think they go buy a bucket of stuff at Costco and they're survivors. Give me a break. Okay? No way. So, stop with the garbage and start. Force yourself. Yes, it's really boring to learn how to make a smokeless fire. It's really boring to learn how to open up a can of food with nothing but a piece of concrete. But these are the kind of things that's going to help you when the time comes. Or you can just be a hopeless snowflake that was self-absorbed with stupidity. Fear porn.
Yeah, and you know, on top of that, I think, people also need to be more self-sustainable. If they can, seeds, start a garden, learn to do self-maintenance, just learn to live on your own, because the more we are self-sustainable, the less we have to rely on these powers and control, and the closer we can get to changing things and possibly changing our entire timeline.
That's right. Now, it's doing things, and you do it seriously, and A lot of people are just going to be, they're going to be caught flat-footed because they allowed themselves to be caught flat-footed. And they're going to be people who are clear-eyed and they're looking and seeing what's around them and they're thinking. And they're thinking and they trust their own opinions. You know, the thing about truth, it's a pretty rare commodity these days. The only truth that really matters is the truth that resonates within you, because you and you alone put it there. And how do you do that? You have to, oh God, you have to do your homework. Oh, okay. That's it. Get off your ass. Do homework. You want to live? Do your homework. Oh my God, no, I sound like a fourth grade teacher.
I agree. You got to do your research. Now, Marshall, you've put out some survival material, material about radios, survival in general. So if people are interested in looking at your work, let them know where they can go to find some of this material.
Go to my site, marshallmasters.com, YOWUSA.com. There's two books, Radio Free Earth. Okay, two-way communications. People think bubble pack radios are cool. Dumb. Okay? In the worst of times, the worst people are going to have the best radios. And if all you got is signal flares and bandanas, you ain't going to do so good. Okay? Second thing, win-win survival communities. This is about people coming together, forming small survival churches. And I lay out an entire plan. It is a business plan for the common man. It's a very large book, 125,000 words. Okay. And when I wrote both of those books, right now, okay, it's that much thought and homework and research. And I made the books as interesting as possible, try and get newbies into it. But it's about having to learn something new. People just don't do that unless they see a clear and present danger. And I wrote those books knowing, yes, we're all going to see it. Everybody's going to see it. And when they're wetting their pants, that's when they need to learn. I wrote the books for people who are peeing their pants. Okay? It's quick immersion for people who are peeing their pants. That's it. And otherwise, if you read them now, it's homework.
Yes, God forbid the homework.
God forbid the homework. So, you know, if you die, you know, think about it. Maybe it's because you're lazy.
Could be. Marshall, thank you so much for coming on tonight. It's fantastic information, and we're going to have you back on for some more updates in the future.
Oh, always, man. I like hanging with you.
Awesome, man. Well, you have an excellent rest of your night there.
You too.